75 years ago this month, the U.S. and its allies invaded Nazi-occupied France on the beaches of Normandy. Many soldiers lost their lives that day on those beaches. Some of them, as soon as the ramp of their landing craft opened to withering German gunfire. Some of them were killed while running up the beaches or scaling the cliffs. One thing all these brave young men knew, they had to go forward. There was no going back. Even if a frightened soldier had wanted to retreat on that fateful day, and who could blame them? There was nowhere to retreat to. They were up against the ocean, after all. They had no choice but to go forward. They could not go back. Now, that's not true for most of us, of course. We can often go back, or try to, or we think about what it would be like to go back. After all, in 2010, after almost 20 years away, I came back to Providence. But I didn't go back to college circa 1990. I came back to the same city, but I was a different person, and it was a different time. If we're tempted to return to something from our past, the question is, should we? In his letter to the Hebrews, St. Paul talks about what it was like for Abraham and his family, having left their home in Ur of the Chaldees, which has got to be my favorite place name in the Bible, Ur of the Chaldees, to go to a place that God would show him. In chapter 11, Paul says of Abraham's family, if they had been thinking of the land they had left behind, they would have had an opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. How many of us, from time to time, think about the land we've left behind? Now, I don't necessarily mean that literally, although for some of us here that may be the case. It can also be tempting to think about a time or a person we've left behind. There is, of course, nothing wrong with a little nostalgia now and again. I sometimes think the whole Christmas industry is based on nostalgia. But we can't live in the past. I love my high school reunions and the reminiscing that I do with my friends there, but that's different than yearning to be back in high school. Now, according to the laws of physics, if you're traveling in a spaceship, the closer you get to the speed of light, the slower time passes for you compared to the rest of the universe. So if you return to Earth after what is for you a few days traveling near the speed of light, you will find that the loved ones who greet you on the tarmac have aged much more than a few days. You will, in essence, have traveled into the future. I know all this from my 11th grade physics class. So Mr. Masmanian will be very proud of me. So in theory, you can travel forward in time, but you can't go back. Physics won't let you. And according to Jesus in this morning's gospel passage from Luke, neither will the kingdom of God. Jesus says to a would-be disciple who simply wants to bid farewell to his family before setting off to follow him, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, Jesus may be using hyperbole to make a point. I would hope the would-be follower would be allowed to kiss his family goodbye. But he clearly believes deeply that to follow him is to look forward. The kingdom of God is in front of us, not behind us. That doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't acknowledge the works of God that have preceded him. He knows the prophets of ages past. He knows what the people of Israel have been through, both the good and the bad. And we know the saints. We know the saints of the Bible and the early church and the modern day saints as well. We know, too, the saints in our own lives. Many of them have departed this life for the next, but live on in our hearts. But they all, in their day, followed Jesus and put their hands to their plows because the kingdom of God was before them. Their lives were before them, just as ours are before us. We are united with them in the communion of saints, and we are all facing in the same direction, forward. We can go back to a place we've loved. I did it myself 9 years ago in coming here to Providence. But we will still be going forward in our lives. The writer Thomas Wolfe once wrote a novel titled, "You Can't Go Home Again." You may feel called back to a place you once called home, but it will be with a new future ahead of you. And Jesus is very clear. The kingdom of God is in front of us, as blessed as the past may have been. While some of us here may wish to live our lives in reverse, so to speak, from time to time, Jesus tells all of us, "As for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." That is always ahead of us. Amen.